And joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show to go over the weekend fish report is my main man, Damon, with spacefish.com. Damon, how you doing today?
What is up, Mark? Living the dream, brother. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Tell us about fishing for the weekend.
Yeah, man. So we're fishing this weekend. If you're trying to get offshore Saturday, it's probably not going to happen on Saturday. It's going to be really windy Saturday morning, and probably around noon, 1 o'clock is when we'll see the wind start to taper off and kind of settle down throughout the rest of the day. But it's going to be choppy and bumpy out there on Saturday. Now, Sunday, totally different story. So if you're wanting to fish this weekend, I would target Sunday. Everything else, obviously, is wide open. The surf may be a little choppy on Saturday, but should be completely fishable on Sunday as well. So this weekend, you know, low rain chances. It's going to be warm, you know, partly sunny skies, or partly cloudy skies, excuse me, low rain chances. So you should be able to get out there and target just about anything you want to target over the weekend. But let's talk about offshore, Mark, because offshore has been nothing short of fantastic the last few weeks, really the last month, when we can get out, of course, when we can get out and take advantage of the calmer seas. The dolphin run, I have to talk about that, because the past number of years, everybody, it's been kind of like, did we get a dolphin run this year? Yeah, we kind of did. Some people caught some. I can honestly say that this is the best dolphin run that we've had in a number of years. We've seen a lot of fish caught, mid-sized to smaller-sized fish. There have been a few bigger ones caught, which is nice to see some big bulls. Most of them have been in that mid-range to smaller fish, but that's okay, because those are great fish to catch and great fish to eat, and they've been getting them in pretty good numbers. So if you want to target dolphin, typically the depth that you're going to want to try, I always typically drop lines. I'm one of those guys where I've overrun the fish a thousand times going offshore, where let's go deep, and we run deep, and next thing you know, at the end of the afternoon, you're catching them in, you know, 140 feet of water. You've worked your way back west. So I'm a big proponent of dropping lines early and putting out my baits early, especially if I see something that looks fishy, scattered weeds or a weed line or a rip or something like that. So typically that 120 to 180 foot area is a great place to start where they're catching these fish, and a great place to start. Obviously, you can work out deeper and maybe get on a weed line or a rip out deeper that you might find. But the dolphin have been really good, and that's exciting, man, because we really needed that. And it's so cool to see them show up this year. Kingfish. The kingfish bite has been electric on both reefs, 8A and Pelican. They've been catching some really, really nice fish. Not just a lot of them, but some really quality fish, too. So that's exciting. And grouper season, which opened up May 1st, opened up with a bang. A lot of nice grouper have been caught. Some really big fish, too. Some big gags. And that's really, really awesome to see. So the fishing offshore, both bottom fishing, trolling, has been good. So if you can get out on Sunday, man, get out there and see if you can catch some fish. Near shore has slowed down a little bit. We're kind of going through this transition to where we're moving out of this spring pattern, and you notice it's getting hotter. The water temperatures are coming up, so we're starting to move into what is like the really tippy beginning of our kind of summer patterns. It's obviously going to get hotter. But so some of those migratory species have moved on, those bluefish and stuff like that. The cobia, a little further north, we have gotten a few out there this past week, but nothing like you're targeting them off rays or anything like that. However, the shark bite near shore has been great. So if you want to go out there and target sharks, and there's a lot of the charter captains up in the ports that do that, just do exclusively shark trips. They've been actually catching some really, really nice sharks. Port Canaveral and Sebastian Inlet both have slowed down a little bit. There was a decent snook bite up around the port here recently, and as far as Sebastian, it's been a little slower, but the T-dock area on an incoming tide, reports are that that's kind of where they're targeting the snook down there, but it's fishing that area pretty much shooting for that incoming tide, the beginning of that, to catch the snook around the T-dock. So our surf has been awesome, and it should continue to be good. We've had this extended pompano run, which is really, really cool. We're still catching some pompano, not in the numbers that we were, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, but they're still getting some. Whiting and black drum are really the two primary target species right now, but it's not unusual to catch those pompano, and they're still getting, I've seen a couple reports where we've had a couple people get limits. Fish bites, electric chicken fish bites, tipped with a piece of shrimp on a pompano rig is a great way to target these fish. And now that we're transitioning into these summer patterns, the fishing off the beach is really going to switch more to like targeting snook and tarpon and things like that. And I'll kind of cover that more as the weeks move on and that starts to really heat up. Inshore has been good. It's all about finding the bait schools, right? And match the hatch is what we call it. These are small bait fish. So you want to scale your tackle down and throw small lures or get a fine mesh net so you can catch some of these smaller baits and fish these baits back out around these bait pods. Early morning, late afternoon are going to be your best times because when it starts getting hot, these fish push back into these shady areas on these mangroves, and they're a little harder to get at. But, man, good stuff going on in the lagoon. Trout, redfish, snook, you name it, ladyfish are all stacked up around these mangroves right now and following this bait. So, find that bait. Find that moving water. You'll see the bait working along the shorelines and target them. And last but not least, man, our freshwater fishery, Captain Terry Lemille, that he has had an absolute field day, kind of fishing all three of the big lakes down in the south end of the county, Sick Marsh, Headwaters, and Garcia. He said the bluegill are spawning, and he's been catching bass and bluegill on fly. He said there's tons of dragonflies out there right now. So in the morning, he's been going out early, and as the sun's coming up, he's trying to match his fly to those dragonflies as these fish are crushing on top water. And he said he's had an absolute field day targeting bass and bluegill on fly. So that's just such a cool thing to do, and it's a limited window. So just something to think about if you're a fly fisherman, a great area to target. So, Mark, this is a time of year where the fishing is good, and hopefully it'll continue to be good for quite a while. So if you're looking to go fishing this weekend, get out there and make it happen, Captain.
Very nice. We're here with Damon with spacefish.com going over the weekend fish report here on the Mark Moses Show on the Fan. We need that as a shirt. All right, it'll be black and then yellow, and it'll say, fishing is good, Mark, and it'll say space fish. How about that?
I love it.
That's what we need. Yeah. What's your plan for the weekend, buddy?
Dude, I hate to even say it. So, it is kind of exciting. So my oldest son graduates high school this year here in a couple weeks, and we're having the big powwow at our house. So, it's all hands on deck because his graduation party is next weekend. So this weekend is, all hands on deck around the house getting it ready for the mass amount of family and friends that are going to show up for this party. So, unfortunately, probably not a lot of fishing for me this weekend, which is okay because I'm just so proud of him and so excited, and I just got to get that all tight and right, man. So honeydews, baby. I'm a honeydew this weekend.
How do you have a kid that's going to graduate high school? How?
I don't know, man. I say the same thing. Every time I look in the mirror, I know I'm older. I see the gray hair. But deep down, I'm still 21, baby. You know what I mean? I don't know how I have it. I wonder that all the time. I'm like, I don't feel 50. That's for darn sure. It blows my mind. It's hard to believe.
Do you want to be 21 again?
Oh, who doesn't? Come on. Woo! 21-year-old Damon, man.
No.
Damn the torpedoes. Let's go.
All right. What salary do I have? Do I still have the Mark Moses Show 2024 salary, but I'm 21? Or do I have the salary when I was actually 21? That's the question.
No, that is the question. So in a perfect world, today's salary at 21 would have been epic. You know what I'm saying? So, but no, that would never happen.
No, it wouldn't. You don't want to meet 21-year-old Mark, all right? You don't want to do that. That's it's the same guy. I think that's really what I'm trying to say. All right. Okay. Should we go fishing this weekend, buddy?
Yes. Plenty of stuff to fish for this weekend. You can target just about anything you want to target, so get out and fish.
Great stuff, Damon. Thanks for your help, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy. You too.